Well, after the international break, the A-League men's has resumed and there's a massive clash coming up Saturday night between Sydney FC and the Central Coast Mariners. I'm thrilled to say Sky Blues goalkeeper Andrew Redmayne joins me on the line. Andrew, thanks for your time. Things are getting serious now, aren't they?
Absolutely. We've got six games left, so it's put to the floor and power on through, but Mariners are second on the table, so it's going to be quite an exciting clash on the weekend.
Now, Andrew, I hope I haven't got you at a bad time. I'm told you're always booked in for a massage 2 days before the big game, which is today. Is that some sort of tradition?
It's just what I was assigned when I first came to the club, and it's kind of worked, so I stuck with it.
Well, fair enough. If it's working, keep it going. A great fight back by Sydney FC to climb up to fifth, but you're still not locked in for the finals just yet. How important is this game against the Mariners?
Yeah, I think we've already taken the approach that it's a performance first and the results take care of themselves. So we know if we execute our game plan and kind of replicate what we did last time we played Central Coast, we had a fantastic result up in Gosford. So, more of the same is much needed, and we'd certainly welcome another 3 points this weekend.
Your teammate, Joe Lolley, he sounds like a confident guy. He was in front of the media today. He reckons you blokes are good enough to win all your remaining games and push up into the top two. I love the sound of that. Is that a realistic goal?
I think so. I think the belief and the quality we have in the squad is right up there in the league, and I think we're certainly clicking at the right time. Ulfric Tully came in earlier in the season, and we've wholeheartedly bought into what he's wanted to do, but every day is a learning curve under him. We're certainly learning a lot, and I think we're kind of nutting out the exact game plan that he wants. So, it's certainly exciting times at Sydney FC.
Yeah, and we saw that game plan pay off when you went up to Gosford in February. You smacked the Mariners, who I believe were on a 10-game unbeaten streak at the time from memory. I'm tipping they may want to square things up on Saturday night. If you had any messages from your opposite number, Danny Vukovic, you two are old mates, aren't you?
Yeah, no, we're quite tight. We get along really well, but there's certainly none of that flying around. But yeah, I think they will have a bit of a chip on their shoulder, but they've been in good form again since that game. I don't think they've conceded since that game. So, like I said before, it's going to be an exciting prospect, but also at the same time, I think it's going to be a exciting matchup in general.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracker. Do you take confidence from that win in Gosford? It was their only loss from their past 23 games. It's a decent scalp.
Absolutely. I think, we certainly take confidence from that because they were flying high at the time and they're flying high again. But, we're on our home turf this weekend and I'm sure the Sydney FC faithful will be right behind us, and I know that makes all the difference in these tight games.
Yeah, should be a big crowd there at Allianz Stadium. And speaking of flying high, Andrew, the Sydney FC women's team chasing fourth straight Premier's plate when they take on the Victory on Sunday. That's at Leichhardt Oval. Now, no men's or women's team has done that four in a row, so it's potentially a huge weekend for the club.
Absolutely. The women's are flying, led by the star striker, Courtney Vine. But not only that, it's a huge effort from all the girls. They've certainly been through it. We lost quite a few numbers to the young Matildas who travelled away not long ago. We were interrupted by the Asian Champions League earlier in the year, where the girls had to travel to Uzbekistan. So they've certainly put in the work, and I think they're certainly reaping the benefits now. But it's a credit to them to maintain such a high standard for such a long period of time is something you don't really see in sport. So. It's phenomenal to see the women playing so well.
Yeah, could see some history out there at Leichhardt. Get along if you can on Sunday. It could be a big double for Sydney FC. Andrew, thanks so much for the chat. All the best against the Mariners and also your run to the finals.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, big game there coming up. Andrew Redmayne there from Sydney FC.